Shabbat Shalom, everyone. It's a good day to be together in the house of the Lord. We have with us today three dear friends who are better than friends, their family, their mishpocha, Rabbi Yuri Korshun from Nikolaev, Rabbi Alexander Papaza from Odessa, Rabbi Victor Valensky from Yevpatoria, and this morning we're going to hear from all three of them, so we will have an Odessa buffet presented to us, and each of them is going to have the opportunity to share some things that are on their heart from the Word of God and from their own testimonies about what God is doing to restore Jewish people and to bring Jewish people in Ukraine back to their real identity as Jews and as believers in Messiah Yeshua. So I'm not going to take up any more time. I'm going to introduce our first speaker, and let's have the same order as last night. That worked really well. So would you give a warm welcome to Rabbi Yuri Korshun from Nikolaev?
Does that work yesterday or? Shabbat Shalom. I want to say thank you for allowing me to be here. Thank you, Rabbi David, Sandy. Thank you for all of you that here today and yesterday after the service stopped. We go to the dinner room, and I felt like we don't live anywhere this time. We just was on vacation. Really, it's family. And I want to say shalom from our congregation. You saw a little bit parts of this. And I want to say shalom from my wife, Ina, from my son, and big greetings from them. And this, I have really good family, good wife and good son. They really, for me and for the Yeshua, hold their life. So thank you for everything, and God bless you and protect you and keep you in all your life. So, amen. I'm joking. I want to read a little bit about today's part of Scripture. This is Exodus, but in reality, I don't want to read it because I could not read it in Russian. I could read in Russian, but I could not read in English. So please, could you help me, Rabbi David, to read this place of Scriptures? I want to read a couple of verses from chapter 10. I read it yesterday, but I want to show some different perspective of this place of Scriptures. This is Exodus chapter 10, and verses 7 through 11 and 24 to 26.
Exodus 10, starting in verse 7. Then Pharaoh's servants said to him, "How long shall this man be a snare to us? Let the men go that they may serve the Lord their God. Do you not yet understand that Egypt is ruined?" So Moses and Aaron were brought back to Pharaoh. And he said to them, "Go, serve the Lord your God, but which ones are to go?" Moses said, "We will go with our young and our old. We will go with our sons and daughters and with our flocks and herds, for we must hold a feast to the Lord." But he said to them, "The Lord be with you if I ever let you and your little ones go. Look, you have some evil purpose in mind. No, go, the men among you, and serve the Lord, for that is what you're asking." And they were driven out from the Pharaoh's presence. And then in verse 24, then Pharaoh called Moses and said, "Go serve the Lord. Your little ones also may go with you. Only let your flocks and your herds remain behind." But Moses said, "You must also let us have sacrifices and burnt offerings, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. Our livestock also must go with us. Not a hoof shall be left behind. for we must take of them to serve the Lord our God, and we do not know with what we must serve the Lord until we arrive there. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let them go.
A very interesting place of scripture from my perspective. So many interesting thoughts here. So many deep understanding God showing to us through his people and through our people. And yesterday I talked about perspective of patience, to be patient, to walk with God, not allow yourself go too far, go too fast. Wait from God till he will give you everything what he wants to give to you. And today I want to speak a little bit about different perspective. What God wants in our life? What part did he want from us? When we stood up before him and say, Yeshua, please forgive my sins, clean up me, give me new life, did it enough for our Yeshua? Did this confession is enough or not for him? I think God wants whole our heart. I think God wants not only a little bit of our life. He don't say, okay, Moses, you can come with somebody else. Everybody else will stay at Egypt. When you will done in wilderness, you will come back, you will go, you will come back, you will go, you will come back, you will go, you will come back, you will go. And you know, many believers live this way. Today they are believers. They come back. Let my people go. Hallelujah, I go in. And tomorrow, okay, where are you going? One moment. I have a wife there. I have money there. I have job there. So maybe tomorrow I will go. But you see how God is clear with his people. He don't want a part of them. He don't want them to leave anything to Pharaoh. He wants them whole life. Amen. And we know this simple word in Russian, посвящение, in English it's commitment. And when I read it about story about donkeys, do you know this story, donkeys? Donkeys very famous in Bible. Very famous. Because King of Kings came to eat Jerusalem into donkey. Donkey cared King of Kings. Hallelujah. Great donkey. Many people who like so much anointings, they would take the donkey and receive anointing from him because he cares Yeshua. So, and sometimes I listen that we need to be these donkeys for Yeshua, that he could sit on us and go wherever he wants to go. And what I understand, it's good to say, Yeshua, my life in your arms. Take it everything. But when somebody came and says, I want you donkey, 1 minute. Donkey. Donkey is different question. Take all my life, but donkey don't touch, please. I will go whatever you will tell me to go, but please don't touch donkey. This is so special for me. And you know, we all have such donkeys in our life. I'm the same. Sometimes when I pray, God, I wanted to give you all what I have. Sometimes I pray, God, please don't speak about this part of my life, because, and after you just need to repent, and okay, Yeshua, please use me how you want to use me, my life. Amen. And this is interesting scripture, because Pharaoh wants to keep Israel. And we know we have some small stories in Russian. I don't know, do we have? When one family came to the new building, and it was somebody lives in this building. And he told to this guy, take you things away. And he take all furniture, he take all the stuff, but he asked, could I leave one small... Гвоздик, nail in your stone. Could I leave it? Okay, please leave it. And he began to live in his house, and after some time, this guy who left come back and says, could I come because I have my nail there? I want to put my head there. Next day he come, I have my head there. Could I put my coat there? Next day he opened the door and says, this is my home. Go out from here. This is my stuff. You know, when we come with Lord, Yeshua says to people, he says, this is ruler of this world, and he don't have anything in my life. I'm pure from him. And I think this is standard what God gives to us, that we need to walk in purity, that not even no nail in our heart that belongs to this ruler of this world. And Moses understood this, because God showed him. And he understood that if these people will leave Egypt and something will stay in Egypt, maybe they will remember it in the wilderness and say, oh, 1 minute, I have something there. I need to come back. I have something there. I need to come back. Could you please open Brit Hadasha, Hebrews chapter 6. From 9 till 12 verse, please.
Hebrews chapter 6, starting in verse 9. Though we speak in this way, yet in your case, beloved, we feel sure of better things, things that belong to salvation. For God is not unjust so as to overlook your work and the love that you have shown for his name in serving the saints as you still do. And we desire each one of you to show the same earnestness to have the full assurance of hope until the end, so that you may not be sluggish but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises.
Amen. This is so powerful place of scripture for our life. This is about people who are starting well and ending well. Who is starting with Yeshua and end in the faith. Amen. And one else, what I want to say, that never let salvation go from you. Be patient in the ministry. Be jealous till the end. Don't be lazy and wait from answer from God. Amen. And sometimes when something's happened in your life, we just need to delay from God. We just need to obey him and to depend from his answers in our life. Amen. Because he is doing what he wants to do. He's doing in right time, in his timing, not our timing. He's working in our life. And everything, Bible says, Scripture says, everything in our life for good to us. Could you say everything is good to me? Amen. And Rabbi David asked me to share one story about restoration of Jewish people. And I think this is place of scriptures. This is Torah Porsha, completely speaking about this. I think this story of love, life of one sister completely fits in this Bible study, Torah portion. When Moses says to Pharaoh, let my people go. God tell to Pharaoh, let my people go. Nothing will stop God's people. Nothing will stop God from working today in these days. Amen. And I have one short story I will tell you. In Ukraine, we have a little bit different mentality and different situation with jobs and everything. So a little bit different. And maybe 8 or 10 years ago, one sister called me. She is one of the sisters on our congregation. She elderly sister, and she don't have a lot, but she have a lot of love. This is much more than everything else. She have a very strong heart for the people and for Yeshua. Really, she is in fire for God, for Yeshua. And she called me and tell me that she find, one time she walk in the street and she find one woman. She was laid in the street and she was so drunk there. She was dirty, drunk. And two small boys, they trying to pull her and ask her, mom, come with us, come. And she just could not do it because she was drunk at all. And people are walking around her and they just blame her. How can you do it? You have two sons, so nice children. What are you doing? How you can drink? You need to think about yourself. What are you doing? And they just cursing her and passed away. Look at her like this, you know. don't touch her. She's nothing. She's sick. And this old lady took her, this woman, helped her to stand, bring her to her house. She don't has a lot of something in her house, but she has food. She give her food. She cleans her, wash her, give her new clothes. Next days, they go to our government, and this lady, she's really straight, and she comes to this mayor, and she says, "Give her room to live." Give her. What we find out later, this lady drink not because she's evil. She is very nice woman. She drink because she was kicked out from home because husband divorced her, and he just threw her out with two sons. With no money, with no place to live, with no food, with nothing. And she tried to live with some friends, and because of this situation, because of these problems, she don't see any way out of this, and she begin to drink a lot. Because only way she seen it's like kill herself and die. And this mayor, by miracle, give her a small dormitory, a small place to stay. After time, God bless her. We pray with her, and one of the prayer meetings, a lot of demons came out from her because she was involved in occult stuff in her life. When we pray with her, we have some miracles. She looks like 50 years old woman. And when just we pray for her, by miracle, this when demons came out from her, her face just begin to be beautiful, you know. She begin to dress good and everything. And time is passing. And after some time, God bless her with new, wonderful husband. In congregation, we made chuppah. We pray with her. She received this blessing in her life. It's her dreams. After some times, when she come to congregation, her boys was growing in the street. And you know what is it, boys who grow in the street. They was disobeyed. They was hard to work with, and they not listen to her. After some times, God blessed them. They begin to love Yeshua, love God, attend to congregation, be part of congregation. And just recently, a month ago, youngest one, his name Vitaly, he received bar mitzvah in congregation, and he was elected to president of school, and he has only great scholar knowledge, so exams, everything great. So we just speak about this, how God working in our life. Even if now we don't see him, what he's doing, after some times we could look back and see, thank you, Yeshua. You are merciful to us. You are bringing you people to yourself, and nobody will stop you. Only one question. Yeshua, I want to be part of your work. Amen. I don't want to just look when somebody working. I don't want to just be somebody who stand beside and see, oh, God did miracle through this guy. God did miracle through this old lady. I could do same, but I don't have time. God did miracle through that guy. I could do better than he. I could do better than, but I don't have time. I'm so busy. And God wants to us to be participate of this work. Amen. Could you show please some pictures of this sister? And this is her two boys, one the oldest and youngest. And could you show next? Oh, this is she. This beautiful lady. This is her husband on the right side. They made chuppah for somebody else. And one more, I think. Oh, this is their chuppah in congregation. We made the chuppah. We made. So God is a move. Amen. He is working. He really wants to do his miracle, great work. Amen.
when I heard this story, it made me think about something. The good news for the Jewish people is not just for an instant, but it's for generations and generations. And this is an example of what a Messianic congregation can do in serving the Jewish people. One woman sees a drunk, and it turns out this is a Jewish family that's in trouble. And then others begin to join in and taking care as well. And then you see, not only does this woman have her life restored to her, but her children do too. And that son celebrating his bar mitzvah and becoming one of the top students and president of his school is just an example of restoration. So when you're thinking of ministering to the Jewish people and serving the Jewish people, it's not a program. It's not a few pithy words to convince someone of something. It's really bringing good news to our people that God is alive, that he cares about us, that he has paid for all of the sin that has brought ruin to our lives, and that he wants to bring us out of all the destruction that has come to us. And then it's good news that's not just about the past and forgiveness, it's about the future as well, and restoration too, and strong life ahead. It's such an encouragement to me to hear such a testimony, and it actually built me up. And every time I hear another detail I didn't know before, I see the pictures, it touches my heart. I hope it touches yours too. We're going to now hear from Rabbi Alexander Papaza from Odessa, from the Messianic congregation in Odessa. And would you give a warm welcome to Rabbi Alexander? And I think your microphone works this time. Yeah.
Shabbat Shalom. Nice to see you all, and big thank you from on behalf of my family and our congregation. We are grateful for all of you, and especially for to Rabbi Rebetzin, they are such a good friend of us and building up so much us and our congregation. And really, my congregation would send me and would say, take good stuff from there. We're sending you, and they prayed for me, and they're waiting encouragement in faith through you that really I'm getting it, really. And I got a lot through Rabbi's conference, and my being here with brothers, with Rabbi David, Rabbi Sandy, really building up my faith and understanding in work that we all have to do. Because it's really important work that Lord entrusted us to bring salvation to our people, really to bring them out of Egypt. It's almost each of you sometimes could face the situations that Moses faced. Maybe you don't see actual Pharaoh, but some obstacles forcing you to go forward and to speak on behalf of your people and really call them out of Egypt. And sometimes they would not understand you. Sometimes they would think, who are you to call us from this place? But anyway, if Lord directing you, if Lord is working inside of you, he would be faithful to glorify through you, and to, he would say in the scriptures, those who coming close to me, through them I will be glorified. So, looks like we go in the same direction. Everybody is earning to get closer to know him, and it's always producing glory to him. Amen? So I want to encourage you, and first of all myself, through this wonderful scripture from Exodus chapter 12, verse 43 and through 48. And Rabbi David, would you please read for us?
Exodus chapter 12,
yeah,
verse 43.
From 43 to 48.
Yes. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "This is the statute of the Passover. No foreigner shall eat of it. But every slave that is bought for money may eat of it after you have circumcised him. No foreigner or hired servant may eat of it. It shall be eaten in one house. You shall not take any of the flesh outside the house, and you shall not break any of its bones. All the congregation of Israel shall keep it. If a stranger shall sojourn with you and would keep the Passover to the Lord, let all his males be circumcised, then he may come near and keep it. He shall be as a native of the land."
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. We see a very interesting thing that in order to go out of Egypt, and Lord is doing this wonderful work, everybody, Jewish people and not Jewish people, should accept sacrifice, should accept and really be together when they're accepting this sacrifice, when they spreading and eating together lamb that was given on behalf of their lives, that they would have life in him, that they would their life would not be belong anymore to them only, but first of all to him. And we see that other nations would need to be, first of all, come close to Jewish people, to have fellowship with them, and to receive the word of the Lord that was given to the firstborn, and to partake this wonderful sacrifice that would protect them and make them people that belong to the Holy of Israel. So, and it's really humbling to other nations to come and join this celebration. They could say, like Pharaoh would say, "Who are you that I should obey your word? I have my Egyptian word. I have my psychological idea." But the word of the Lord clear. You should be circumcised. You should came to the real relationship and covenant with God. And you should really receive the word from the Lord that was given to the Jewish people, the Torah that was really bringing us from the slavery of Egypt. So, and I want to go a little bit, little back to the history. You know that Joseph would go to Egypt by grace of the Lord. He would go there. He would say, "Lord, I want to go to Egypt." Is it true? No. Lord would send him. And it's interesting. He was sent there, and Lord brought to him, I would say, really salvation to Egypt. Remember 7 years of the disaster, hunger, and all Egypt would survive because there was one Jewish man sent by mighty hand of God who suffered a lot but was faithful to the God's calling. And it brought salvation not only to the Israel, not also to the Jewish nation, but was a very interesting thing that I hope we will see now. Maybe you see it already, but I think, I saw it. But for sure I'm not first. Maybe I'm last. But I am see, and when you see, you feel like you first. So, what I noticed, dear brothers and sisters, that Egyptians would accept Israel, but would not accept sacrifice that they would bring to the Lord. Remember, when they would come to the Pharaoh, Joseph would say to his brothers, "Guys, be careful. Your sacrifice is just disgusting to them." And he would ask that Pharaoh would give permission to them to go to this wonderful land, but that was separated from the Egypt, actually. And they would live by Jewish-like society, and they would not have a very deep interaction with Egyptians, because any of Jewish person who deal with donkeys, with sheep, would be I don't know this word in English. Maybe you would help me. How it called? How would it, they would say in the scripture? How? Abomination. Yeah, exactly. That's very big abomination. And they would not, Egyptians would not want to have anything with them together. So they received the life. They would receive blessings from Jewish people through Joseph. Through Jewish people would build them a couple cities. Not bad blessing, yeah? Couple cities. Very nice. But they would not receive word of the Lord. They would receive material blessing, would not receive spiritual blessing. And in reality, like we could read chapter 8, verse 26, when Moses would try to convince Pharaoh to let them go, to bring sacrifice. This is what was said. If Rabbi David would read, we would hear it. 8:26.
Let me read the verse before too. Then Pharaoh called Moses and Aaron and said, "Go sacrifice to your God within the land." But Moses said, "It would not be right to do so, for the offerings we shall sacrifice to the Lord our God are an abomination to the Egyptians. If we sacrifice offerings abominable to the Egyptians before their eyes, will they not stone us?"
Yeah. So this is what situation. We're receiving blessing, but we're not receiving sacrifice that give us real life. We're receiving fruits of the Lord, but we're not from this life of that He giving to His people. But we're not receiving, Him in our hearts to really know Him, to really honor His people and honor word that He gave through His people. And then we see this great sacrifice on the Pesach. It was continuation of sacrifices that Lord would command to do to Israel that would really give this covenant and salvation to the Jewish nation and to people that would also be humble to receive this word and would humble themselves before the God to honor Him and to honor His work and to be saved and go out of Egypt. We know the story that not everybody received, but we then reading that many people from different nations would go out with Israel also. And those people who would not receive this sacrifice, they will die. Firstborns would die. And we know that through this sacrifice, Holy Spirit could abide in us. Through sacrifice of Mashiach, He is abiding in us and making His work inside of us. He is cleaning us. He is changing our motives. He is bringing light into our hearts that we see in what directions we should go. And He is leading us this way of to the promised land. And His life is changing us. His life is working in us. Like Rabbi Shaul would said, "Now living not me, but who? Yeshua living in me." Yeah, and he would consider his life like sacrifice towards Him, because He brought sacrifice into his life and would save him from his sins. His life also would be sacrificed to serve God's purposes. So, why I'm telling this? Because the testimonies that I want to share, it's connected with it. One Jewish lady, very old, that would go through Holocaust, she would see how Nazis would kill her family in front of her eyes. And she was a girl, 5 years old, 5 or 6 years old at that time. And it was so dramatic. It would stay in her heart for all her life, like big pain, big suffer. One Bulgarian family would adopt her during the Second World War, and because of it, she was saved. But then she would leave. She would have a wonderful family, but she was sick. And finally, she had a cancer. And by miracle of God, by leading of the Holy Spirit, my wife Sarah would knock at her door one day. Sarah would not know that she was sick. We didn't know her. It was first visit to her house. And she was sick, and doctors would tell her that it's no chance for her to live. Sarah came, and she found out the situation. She prayed and gave money for medicine that this lady needed. But also not big hope, because the cancer was already in development. But by miracle of God, she was healed. She had operation, but then she was healed completely. And still she is alive in our congregation. But in spite of it, she would have bitterness in her heart towards Germans, towards all nation. Because she would say, it's not possible to forgive such people. I don't want to forgive them. I could not forgive them because of what they did for us. And many Germans would come. She would receive Yeshua, and he would start to work in her heart. But she could not forgive. And many Germans would come. I see it's also Lord would send some people, Germans, groups, and they would come to her and ask, forgive us. But she would not let them come into her house. She would shut the door in front of her nose and would not have any communications with them. And we prayed for her heart, for her condition. Finally, one lady came from Germany. Nothing special. But Lord gave her such, I would say, like, yeah, some kind of favor in her eyes. And somehow this lady sneaked into her house. And they spent a couple hours. They cried together, they prayed together, and finally she was able to forgive. And life of this wonderful woman was changed. She, like, received really power to live and to serve to the Lord and bring a lot of encouragement. And she's preaching good news now, she's dancing. And she is really encouragement to me and to our family and to all of our congregation. It's one interesting story, and we have big privilege to serve to such people in our congregation and to listen to their stories, to pray together, to cry together, to have fun together. They are very joyful people, by the way. And that lady is full of life. It's amazing to see what Holy Spirit did in her through sacrifice, that she received sacrifice, and not because of her works, not because of her decisions or some special efforts, but because she received sacrifice and Holy Spirit is working in her. And we see how step by step Holocaust survivors is bringing their sons and daughters and grandsons and granddaughters to the gatherings that we have. We have main congregation, we have Holocaust survivor congregation. And they really like it, and it's a big honor to hear that they want to know more and more. And some of them would say to me, Rabbi Alexander, I'm getting it. I'm getting it, and I'm close to it. And for me, it's very pleasant because I remember words of Yeshua, you are not far from kingdom of God. It's really a big joy for me to be with you together and to share this word. I thank you for prayer for us and for your wonderful support and that you're doing in our lives. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Rabbi Alexander will now switch roles and become Peter Wojcik, interpreter. So please give a warm welcome to Rabbi Victor Valensky from Yevpatoria.
Thank you very much. No, мы договорились
we agreed,
что я правильно говорить не Веленский, а Джексонвильский.
That my name, right name of mine, is not Vilensky, but Jacksonvilleski.
Огромное спасибо.
Thank you very much.
За привилегию, честь быть здесь.
For privilege and honor to be here.
В настоящей еврейской семье.
In a real Jewish family.
Вместе с Иешуа,
together with Yeshua,
вместе с Руах Адонай,
with Руах Адонай,
в обнимку с Торой,
and to have opportunity to hug the Torah,
исполнение не американской, но еврейской мечты.
It's a fulfillment, not American, but Jewish dream.
Thank you very much, and Shabbat Shalom. And Pesach Sameach. Потому что мы читаем такие места,
because we're reading such places,
что мы почти в Песахе.
That we are almost in Pesach.
10 глава,
10th chapter,
Исход, 28
Exodus,
стих.
Verse 28.
And great shalom and greetings from our congregation and from my wife and children. И перед тем, как прочтем стих,
before I would read the verse,
Рабби Александр говорит, у них община еврейская, мессианская община переживших Холокост.
The Rabbi Alexander would say that they would have additional congregation that would be contained from people that are Holocaust survivors.
У нас еврейская мессианская община и как бы община бывших еврейских наркоманов.
We have Jewish messianic congregation and plus congregation of former Jewish drug addicts.
И Бог вытягивает с такого дна, как рассказывал Раввин Юрий.
And Lord is taking out people from such deep cliff.
Еврейские души.
Say, Jewish souls.
Благодаря жертве и милости Иешуа.
Because of sacrifice and mercy of Yeshua.
И мы благодарим Тебя, Господь, за все, что Ты делаешь.
And we thank you, Lord, for everything you're doing.
В еврейском мире.
In Jewish world.
Amen.
Amen.
Please.
Exodus chapter 10, verse 28. Then Pharaoh said to Moses, "Get away from me. Be careful never to see my face again. From the day you see my face, you shall die." And Moses said, "Just as you say, I will never see your face again."
И удивительно, что только лишь здесь фараон говорит, убирайся от меня и берегись.
And interesting that only this place Pharaoh saying, "Go away from me and be careful because I will kill you."
По логике, с первого раза фараон должен был выгнать или убить Моисея.
According to the human logic, would be probably he could kill him in the first visits of Moses.
Сейчас на Украине и в Беларуси
now in Ukraine and Belarusia,
люди, которые хотят как-то протестовать против правительства,
people that would like to to do protest against the government,
быстро оказываются или в тюрьмах,
they quickly getting to the jail,
или под серьезным прессом.
Or they getting under serious pressure.
И мы видим, что от Моисея требовалось огромная смелость и мужество.
And we see that Moses would need serious courage and strength.
И он вышел против целой системы.
He would face entire Egyptian system.
Против самой могущественной империи того мира.
It was the biggest empire, most powerful at that times.
И лично против главы этой империи.
In front of the personality of this empire who would represent this strength.
Это пример огромной битвы.
It's an example of big fight.
Речь шла о миллионах людей.
This story is about millions of people.
О огромных богатствах.
About big treasures.
И на карте стояла жизнь.
And on a stake there was life.
И Писание говорит, что коня готовят на день битвы.
And scriptures saying that the horse is prepared for the day of the fight.
Но победа от Господа.
But victory is from the Lord.
Когда Бог начал призывать Моисея,
when the Lord would start to call for Moses,
Моисей отказывался.
Moses would refuse
несколько раз.
A couple times.
И я плохо разговариваю.
He would say, I speak not good.
И Бог говорит, возьми Аарона.
And Lord would say, take Aaron.
Он будет разговаривать.
He will speak on your behalf.
И до этого горящий куст.
And before it, this burning bush.
И в конце концов опять Моисей говорит, пошли кого-нибудь другого.
Anyway, Moses would say, send somebody else.
Но
But,
Бог дал Моисею Аарона.
Lord gave to Moses Aaron.
И в конце концов они пошли.
And finally they went.
Никто из нас не может победить в этой битве в одиночку.
Nobody could fight in this battle by himself alone.
Yeshua посылал по двое.
Yeshua would send two disciples together.
Мы все нужны друг другу.
We all needed to one another.
Вы все нужны, чтобы поддерживать руки раввина.
You all needed to keep arms of rabbi to be high.
Который ведет общину в Божьем направлении.
That he would lead a congregation in God's direction.
Это не просто быть мессианской синагогой.
It's not a simple thing to be a messianic synagogue.
Не просто быть вообще евреем.
It's not a simple thing to be a Jew.
Особенно мессианским евреем.
Especially messianic Jew.
Многие наши люди прятали свое еврейство.
Many our people would hide their Jewishness.
Меняли имена и фамилии.
Would change names and family names.
Чтобы никто не догадался.
That nobody would find it out.
Моя мама с еврейским отчеством не могла в Киеве в 60-х годах устроиться на работу учителем.
My mother could not get a job in Kiev in the 60s with her Jewish father name.
Ее зовут Светлана Песаховна.
Her name was Svetlana Pesakhovna.
И она попросила отца изменить имя.
And she would ask father to change his name.
И он из Песаха Боруховича стал Петром Борисовичем.
And he would from Pesach Boruchovich would become Петр Борисович.
И она стала Светлана Петровна.
And she became a Svetlana Petrovna.
И с нееврейским отчеством она устроилась на работу.
And with this not Jewish father name, she was able to get good normal job.
Моя мама наполовину еврейка, наполовину русская.
My mother half Russian, half Jew.
Отец чистый еврей.
And father is a pure Jew.
И в моем свидетельстве о рождении написано «Отец еврей»,
is written, a father, a Jew,
«Мама русская».
Mother, Russian.
Когда я учился в школе,
when I would be in a school,
раз в год мы приносили эти свидетельства.
Once in a year we would bring these birth certificates,
и сдавали классному руководителю.
And we give to our teacher.
Я сидел на четвертой парте.
I was sitting on the first row.
И я боялся, что когда это свидетельство будет идти по передним партам,
afraid that if my birth certificate would go through third and second row,
и откроют,
and people would see,
и увидят отец еврей,
and would see that my father a Jew.
Когда я уже пришел к Богу,
when I came to the Lord,
я попал на ночную молитву одной мессианской общины.
I was on a night prayer in one of messianic congregations.
И там был такой момент.
And there was such moment.
Сказали, евреи, идите сюда.
Jewish people, they would say, Jewish people go to this side.
Не евреи сюда.
And not Jewish people to this side. Okay.
И будем друг друга благословлять.
And let's bless one another.
И мой первый шаг был туда, где евреи.
And my first step was in the direction of Jewish people.
Но я смотрю, все такие конкретные евреи идут туда, где не евреи.
But then I see that all most concrete Jewish people would go to the site where it's not Jewish would stay.
И я И я думаю, что я здесь главный еврей.
And I thought, maybe I'm not most important Jew here.
И я пошел туда, где не евреи.
And I went to the direction where is not Jewish would stand.
Я был на ночной молитве мессианской общины.
On the night prayer in messianic congregation.
Там было около 100 человек.
We had there around 100 people.
И как вы думаете, сколько вышло людей как евреи?
And your guess, how many people came and would say that I am a Jew?
7 человек.
Only 7 people.
Один из них был американец.
One of them was American.
Он стоял весь красный.
He was red in color.
От смущения.
Because he was was shying.
Все думали, американец и американец.
Everybody would say Americans, Americans.
А он оказался еврей.
But he a Jew. He actually Jew.
Как ни странно, очень трудно где-то встать и сказать, что я еврей.
Maybe it's for you funny, but it's very hard in our places to stand up and say I'm a Jew.
Для этого нужна какая-то смелость невероятная.
For to do such a courage thing should be some kind of very powerful courage inside of the person.
После того случая мне открылась бездна этого комплекса.
After that case, for me was opened this how it's big this complex that I had in my life.
И я думал, что я уже освободился.
And I thought that I get rid of it of this stronghold.
И прошло уже 2 или 3 года.
And 2 or 3 years passed by.
В здании, где наш реабилитационный центр.
In the building where we have our rehab center.
Опорный пункт милиции.
There is also a militia office.
И они иногда приглашают людей как понятых.
And sometimes they're calling people to be witness for some
из нашего центра.
From our rehab center.
И один раз я попал как понятой.
And one time I was called to be a witness.
И этот милиционер записывал данные меня как понятого.
And that police guy would write my information because I was supposed to be witness.
Он пишет фамилия, имя,
name,
дата
name,
рождения,
date of birth,
адрес,
address,
и потом там у него идет национальность.
Then nationality.
И он как бы не спрашивая, а так пишет и говорит русский.
And he's not asking, but he looked at me and said, Russian? And I said,
Когда моя жена была беременна третьим ребенком,
when my wife would have third child,
на седьмом месяце беременности
seventh month of her pregnancy,
было очень сильное поражение сосудов, ног и живота.
She had problems with her veins.
Она была на грани жизни и смерти.
She was on the edge of death and life.
И 2 месяца была в реанимации.
And 2 months she was in intensive care.
И в это время Бог ей сказал, назови ребенка Аароном.
And in that time Lord would tell her, call your son Aaron.
И чудо произошло. Она через кесарево сечение родила здорового ребенка.
And we had miracle because through this thing, you know, when Caesar, she was able to give birth to a wonderful boy.
И когда я сказал родственникам, что мы назовем сына Аароном,
and when I said to our neighbors that we would call our son Aaron,
такое начало происходить давление.
We had such pressure on us.
Мой отец, у которого абсолютно еврейская внешность,
my father, who has an absolute Jewish face,
сказал, зачем вам такой подарок делать ребенку?
He said, why you would give such gift to your child?
И некоторые братья и сестры,
and some brothers and sisters,
Когда я говорил, что хотим назвать ребенка Аароном,
when I would tell them that I
говорили, какой ужас.
Would like call my son Aaron, they would say, oh, such a disaster.
И я сдался.
And I backslided.
И решил назвать его Витей.
And I decided to call him Витя.
И пошел в ЗАГС его записывать.
And I went to the office to give him to, that they would write down this name.
И эта, которая записывала,
and that lady that supposed to write the name,
она пылала ненавистью ко мне.
She was just hating me.
Потому что я пришел уже перед закрытием
because
ЗАГСа.
Because I came right before she was supposed to close this office.
Она хотела раньше уйти, наверное.
But she wanted to go earlier from her work, so she was discouraged a lot.
Но я пережил как бы эквивалент антисемитизма.
But I was strong guy, I already know what to go through.
Когда тебя ненавидят как бы ни за что.
When you feel hate for nothing.
Хотя я записывал ребенка, как бы вот, пытаясь его якобы сохранить от антисемитизма.
So I would try to give him my child this different name to keep him from these anti-Semitic manifestations.
И прошло полгода.
So half year passed by.
И, по-моему, это был Пурим.
And probably it was Purim.
И Бог мне проговорил.
And Lord would speak to me.
Неужели вы думаете, что если я не сохраню вашего ребенка, что-то или кто-то сохранит его?
Do you think that if I would not protect your child, that anything would protect him?
И я пошел в ЗАГС переписать его таки на Аарона.
I went to this office and renamed my son and gave him name Aaron.
И когда я переписывал его на Аарона,
and when I would change his name and would give
меня
him,
приняли как родного.
Name Aaron, they would receive me like a best friend of their family.
И эта женщина, которая
and
записывала,
lady that would write his name,
она, о,
she would say, oh,
это Aaron, это Роня.
Aaron, he is Роня.
И на пути с Богом.
And on the way with Lord.
Нас часто требуется смелость
we would have to have, courage
и мужество
and, boldness
в разных вещах.
And in different things.
Мы видим еще одного человека, которого Бог призвал к освобождению Израиля.
We see one more person that Lord would call to, to deliver Israel from Egypt.
Это Гедеон.
It's Gideon.
Давайте откроем книгу Судей, шестую главу.
Open book of Judges, sixth chapter.
И с 12 по 14 стихи.
From 12 till 14.
Judges chapter 6, verse 12. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "The Lord is with you, O mighty man of valor." And Gideon said to him, "Please, sir, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all his wonderful deeds that our fathers recounted to us, saying, 'Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt?' But now the Lord has forsaken us and given us into the hand of Midian." And the Lord turned to him and said, "Go in this might of yours and save Israel from the hand of Midian. Do not I send you?" And he said to him, "Please, Lord, how can I save Israel? Behold, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." And the Lord said to him, "But I will be with you, and you shall strike the Midianites as one man." And he said to him, "If now I have found favor in your eyes, then show me a sign that it is you who speak with me."
И мы все часто испытываем такое искушение.
And each of us would face such temptation.
Отказаться.
To refuse.
От серьезного Божьего призвания.
From serious God's calling.
От серьезного Божьего вызова.
From serious God's challenge.
Кто-то подсчитал, что в Писании 365 раз употребляется слово «не бойся».
Somebody would count that in the scripture 365 times is written, be not afraid.
На каждый день года.
For each day of the year.
И главное, где Бог аргументирует, что нужно идти за Ним.
And where is the Lord making best points that we need follow Him?
Он говорит, я буду с тобой.
He would say and encourage us by saying, I will be with you.
Он может давать знамения, что он реально с тобой.
He could give signs that he is really with you.
И в Откровении написано, что участь боязливых в озере огненном.
And in Revelation is written that fearful would be in the lake of fire.
Смелость хождения перед Богом.
The boldness and courage in walk with the Lord.
Часть нашего хождения перед Богом.
It's part of our walk before the Lord.
Нужна смелость, чтобы распять свою плоть.
There is need to be courage that we would sacrifice our flesh.
Нужна смелость покаяться, если согрешил.
Need to be boldness to repent when you sinned.
Нужна смелость попросить прощения.
There is need courage to ask for forgiveness.
Нужна смелость простить.
And need to be boldness to forgive.
Нужна смелость идти по вере.
And also we need courage to go by faith.
Всегда есть какой-то риск в Божьих вызовах.
There is always challenges in God's calling.
И после того, как ангел говорил с Гедеоном.
And after this talk with angel, that angel talked with Gideon.
И Гедеон понял, что это ангел говорил с ним.
Gideon would understand that it's angel would speak to him.
Он сказал: «Горе мне».
He would say, "Oh, it's sorry for me." Mm-hmm.
Что я видел ангела и должен умереть.
I saw angel and I would need to die.
И 23 и 24 стихи, два стиха.
Also two verses 23 and 24. In the same chapter.
But the Lord said to him, "Peace be to you, do not fear, you shall not die." Then Gideon built an altar there to the Lord and called it, "The Lord is peace." To this day it stands at Ophrah, which belongs to the Abiezrites.
И именно здесь мы встречаем одно из имен Бога Яхве Шалом.
And here we see one of the names of the Lord, Яхве Шалом.
Посреди смятения.
On the midst of this thing when person doesn't know what to do.
Посреди страха.
On the midst of the fear.
Но воздвигается жертвенник.
But the altar is built up.
И откровение Яхве Шалома.
And revelation of Yahweh Shalom.
Мы можем быть уверены.
We could be for sure.
Когда мы входим в Божью битву.
We could be sure that when we go to God's fight.
Чтобы люди были освобождены.
That people would be delivered.
Какие бы ни приходилось идти этапы и испытания.
No matter what stages and situation we would face.
Мы познаем Бога как Яхве Шалом.
We would came to understanding and to knowledge that our Lord is Yahweh Shalom.
И мир, который превыше всякого ума.
And peace that beyond of our understanding.
Сойдет на нас.
Would come upon us.
Бог дал нам не духа боязни.
Lord gave us not spirit of fear.
А дух силы, любви и целомудрия.
But spirit of strength and sound mind. And love.
Как Бог укреплял Моисея.
Lord would strengthen Moses.
И Гедеона.
And Gideon.
Он укрепляет нас.
He also strengthened us.
Для одной цели.
For one goal.
Говорить всякому фараону.
To speak to any pharaoh.
Отпусти народ мой.
Let my people go.
Еще миллионы еврейских душ во тьме.
So millions Jewish souls still in the darkness.
Каббала.
They practicing Kabbalah.
Элементарные также грехи.
And they committing to many sins.
Но они держат.
And that holding them.
И битва нарастает.
So and we facing great battle.
И Потом мы читаем, что Бог говорит Гедеону,
and then we're reading that Lord speaking to Gideon,
что отпусти часть людей.
That let part of the people go away.
И Гедеон говорит, кто боязлив, пусть идет домой.
And Gideon would say, those who fearful, let them go.
И ушло 22 тысячи.
And 22,000 people left.
И потом остаются 300.
Then 300 left.
И Гедеон среди этих храбрых.
And Gideon among of these courageous men.
И Бог говорит, иди ночью в стан Мадиамский.
And Lord would tell Gideon, go to Midianites.
И послушай, что они там говорят.
And listen what they talking about.
И
and
Бог говорит, если ты боишься,
and he said to him, if you are afraid,
возьми с собой,
take with you,
одного человека,
one man,
его зовут Фура,
his name was Fura.
Это 10 стих. И он идет с Фурой в стан Мадиамский.
And he go with this servant to Midianite's camp.
После уже всех этих вещей,
after all these things,
он один не мог ночью идти в стан Мидиамский.
He afraid alone to go to this camp.
Ему нужен был этот Фура.
He would need this Fura.
Какие бы мы ни были иногда укрепленные в Боге,
no matter how strong we feel in the Lord,
в одиночку никто из нас не сможет.
We could not go alone.
Мы можем только вместе с братьями и сестрами,
we could go together with brothers,
которые
sisters,
в одном духе,
that in one spirit,
которых дал нам Господь.
They were given us by the Lord.
И в какой-то момент,
in some moment,
Дух Господень нас наполняет.
Holy Spirit is filling us.
И мы трубим шофар.
And we blowing shofar.
И поднимаем эти светильники.
And raising up, these lights.
И мечи Духа и Слова.
And, swords of, spirit and word.
И кричим меч Господа и Гедеона.
And, crying the sword of the Lord and, Gideon.
И кричим, что Иешуа воскрес из мертвых.
And we screaming that Yeshua rose up from the dead.
И он есть тот Моисей.
And he is a that Moses,
который выводит из рабства,
who bringing out of the slavery,
который совершил освобождение в Египте,
who, gave deliverance in Egypt,
который дал освобождение от мадианитян,
who gave freedom from Midianites,
и который призвал каждого из нас,
who called each of us,
и дает силу и смелость
strength and courage
побеждать,
to be victorious. Amen.
After the service, we're going to have an opportunity for prayer for anyone who wants boldness and who wants to either as a Jew boldly stand up as a Jew or as someone who is being called to join themselves with the Jewish people, to be bold and standing up. So if you want such prayer, you can stay, and we will pray for you. Actually, these guys will pray for you. I want to ask the ushers to come forward. We're going to receive an offering that will be used in support of the ministry of these three rabbis. We're still working on plans for the future, how to get, how to have an opportunity for each of them to bring his wife here and come to America and come to Jacksonville as husband and wife, because it's good for them to do this in the future. Also, each of them wants to celebrate their adult bar mitzvah, and so we need resources for them for their Hebrew training. And then down the road, we want to make sure that as their congregations continue, that they have that each congregation has a Torah. So we've got some things in mind. We haven't worked out all the details of the immediate priorities, but everything that you give today will be used in support of these three rabbis, their ministries, and their congregations and families. So anything you put in the offering bags that come along will go into the offering to these guys, if you're giving to something else, don't put it in this offering because it's all going in together. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for Rabbis Yuri, Alexander, and Victor. Thank you for the words that they have brought to us that strengthen us and give us courage. And we pray that you would bless them. Watch over them, Lord, as they go back to Ukraine later in the week, that they would go back with courage, with boldness, and with power, and with clarity for leadership in their own place. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. The ushers can receive.